As I've already said, the option to tax is on a building-by-building basis. There is a definition in the VAT legislation of a single building, which is broadly a building to which there is no internal access to another building. If buildings are linked internally or by a covered walkway, then a person cannot opt to tax one building without it immediately affecting the other building. Whereas if the buildings are totally separate, then, as I've said, the option to tax can apply on a building-by-building basis. So a portfolio of properties, say 10 properties, 9 could be opted and 1 could be non-opted, and thereby the rents for the one property will be treated as exempt as opposed to taxable. An option can be exercised on a discrete area of land, unless the land can be marked, say, by a map reference. Then the option applies to the land and all the adjoining land in the ownership of the person who is opting. But if the land can be earmarked by a map reference, then the option can be exercised on that precise area of land.